everybody, and welcome to another night of the Bearcat Coaches Show, presented by KXCV 90.5 FM, the flagship station of the Bearcat Radio Network. And as always, pleased to be live from the home of the Bearcat Coaches Show, Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, right here in Maryville. Tonight we'll visit with coaches Adam Dorrell of the Bearcat football team and Tracy Hosa of the Bearcat women's soccer team in our student athlete segment. We'll have soccer midfielder Amanda Bondurant and the free safety of the Bearcat football team, Nate DeYoung, here as well. The Bearcats continued their winning ways this past week with a 38-14 win over Missouri Southern. That has propelled Northwest to an opening week number 5 ranking in the first NCAA Super Region 3 poll released Monday by the NCAA. And we remain steady at number 5 in the AFCA Top 25. Hi, I'm Rodney Harris, and as always, joined by Matt Brown, sideline reporter for the Bearcat Radio Network. And please welcome not only Matt, but the play-by-play voice of the Bearcats, John Coffey. Besides talking about football, we want to talk a little bit about Northwest soccer as its season finale comes up this Sunday at the Bearcat Pitch beginning at 1 o'clock against Missouri Southern. Our soccer team has already secured a spot in the postseason tournament, and a win Sunday would give us an opportunity to host the first round of the MIAA tournament right here in Maryville on Tuesday, November 30th. Northwest Volleyball won all three matches over Missouri Western this week. How about that? And we'll play Lindenwood in St. Charles, Missouri on Friday night at 7 o'clock. Travel to Joplin for matches against Missouri Southern on Saturday night beginning at 6 o'clock. Cross country, they're gearing up for the NCAA Central Region Championships. That comes up on Saturday, November 3rd. And hey, can you believe it? Basketball season's just about ready to start. And Bearcat basketball, the men will start their season Monday night. That's October 29th as they travel to Columbia for an exhibition game with the Missouri Tigers of the SEC. And on Thursday, November 1st, the Bearcat women's basketball team will travel to Ames, Iowa to take on the Iowa State Cyclones of the Big 12. So lots going on around Bearcat Nation. We do invite you now to write down your questions for the coaches with the cards provided at each table and give them to your server. They'll get your questions to us. We'll be visiting with Bearcat coach Adam Dorrell, and he's graciously said he's going to stick around and answer your questions right after his interview, because we've got Coach Dorrell pretty busy. He's going to keep working tonight. We're going to get him in here and out of here so he can do a little scouting for our Bearcats a little bit later on this evening. So, with that said, get your questions written down and get them to your server. We would also like to take this time, please give Carson's family, the entire family, a nice round of applause for hosting the event. And while I've got your hands warmed up, let's do it again for the student body of Maryville. They provide all the Bearcat gear giveaways that we do each and every Thursday night. Okay, we've got a dandy for you tonight, so sit back and enjoy. John Coffey will be up next with special guest Bearcat football coach Adam Dorrell after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show live from Carson Sports Grill in Maryville on KXCV, your flagship station of the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you by Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work and driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, family-owned since 1951, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph, 800-292-6546.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Time now to talk with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Adam Dorrell. And AD, a good win for your team on Saturday, a victory over Missouri Southern, as Rodney said, 38-14. And it really seemed like from the opening kickoff, that was a very physical ball game on Saturday.
Yeah, it was. Anytime you're playing an option attack like that, it's always they're doing a lot of crabbing and crawling, blocking backside and chopping on your D-line. So definitely it was a very physical football game, and I was very proud of our kids on the way they came out. And, you know, you saw the atmosphere. It wasn't a great atmosphere, not a lot of people there for a team that's, playing pretty good football right now. So I just was proud of our kids the way they came out, and we got going early.
I think we talked a little bit about this after the ball game when you talk about the atmosphere. But when you come off a game such as you had the week before at Arrowhead Stadium and a great atmosphere in an NFL facility, and then you turn around and now Missouri Southern, not a bad facility, but again, no atmosphere with the crowd there from Missouri Southern. How hard is that for Northwest to generate your own type of enthusiasm to get ready to go out and play a game?
Well, it's challenging. It's something that, I talk to our seniors about a lot and talk to our kids about. You don't want to put negative ideas in their head, but I think they certainly had to understand, especially our new guys, what we were getting into. And of course, it was the third year we'd gone down there in a row, so we knew what we were in for. But yeah, I think it does good to just let everybody know. But again, I was really excited about our kids when we came out right after the national anthem. It just our sideline got really sparked and our kids got really enthused, and we took it out and played well in the first quarter.
And one of the things, too, when you talk about atmosphere, you look on the visitor sideline, bleachers, another good turnout of Bearcats.
Yeah, it was. It was great. We've got the best fans in America, that. And just to see those guys travel all the way down there, it's a lot of fun. And it's an opportunity. Unfortunately, we played down there the last 3 years, but getting a chance to a lot of guys that live down, General James Joy, lives in Arkansas, and it's an easy trip for those guys up. So always happen to see a few of the Bearcats that live down south. It's an easier trip for them.
Yeah, I know even on ours, part of it going down Saturday morning, got caught in a little bit of a traffic jam there in Kansas City. A lot of Bearcat flags were in front of us in the traffic jam trying to make that trip. I don't know if it was because of the Bearcat fans causing the traffic jam or not, but we knew there were going to be some people down there.
Yeah, it was great. Good crowd.
Now, a little bit more about the game going in. One of the concerns you had was the option offense that Missouri Southern implemented this year, and it really seemed like he forced things and made things very difficult for their quarterback.
We did. I thought our defensive staff, they did a couple of things that this time of year, John, you have all that video and you get a chance to see everybody. We had an opportunity to see what they were doing and what people maybe weren't doing to them. And we implemented a few things on defense to just give their quarterback some different looks and some different reads. And my hat's off to that kid. I know we talked about that. He's a pretty salty kid. But I thought we did a really good job of mixing up his reads and making him force a couple bad pitches. And we had six fumbles. We had six fumbles. They had six fumbles on the day. We didn't get one of them. But that's credit to our defense and our defensive staff.
But you also forced a couple of interceptions, though.
We did. Yeah, we had two interceptions. And the fact that they only completed one pass on the day for 5 yards, that's huge. And in the game of college football, because an option team like that, you're always worried about them throwing a big deep backside post or deep post. And we prevented them from doing that.
And on the offensive side, I thought one of the keys, seeing a balanced attack. And you got a lot of things going, I think you wanted to on Saturday.
We did. The big key for us, we went three and out in that first drive. After that, we scored on our next four possessions. And anytime you're playing a ball control team like that, if you can get the lead, everybody always says the right things. Well, we're going to continue to run our offense. We'll continue to. But I think naturally just student-athletes, they just have a tendency to press a little bit. I thought they did that a little bit.
And in the second half, I thought another key was where you controlled the offense in the second half and ran a lot of time off the clock once you were able to get that lead and keep the ball out of their hands.
Yeah, we did. When we got that lead like that, we just said, hey, let's run the ball a little bit, try to get some first downs doing that. And We were able to do that, and I think that really helps our defense for a lot of reasons, and you're not playing more snaps, and hopefully can keep them fresh for the coming week.
And then in the second half, you had a chance to get some guys out on the field and get a little playing time.
We did, John. We had we took 60 kids. That's the conference rule, and all 60 of them played and played pretty well. So, you know, again, it just you don't hope anything ever happens from an injury standpoint, but if it does, you know, we've had four or five games this year where kids have gotten to play, and so hopefully, you know, if they do get thrown in a meaningful game here down the stretch, that hopefully they've already got some experience, and they'll go out there and perform at a higher level.
James Franklin, 3 touchdowns on the day, and one of those, a little bit of acrobat work with a little bit of a flip. You get what was the rating on that flip?
After reviewing the video, it was pretty – he stuck it. If he would have came out with hands posed, he probably would have been around a 9.0. But it's great. My uncle was in the end zone. He always takes pictures at games, and he happened to catch him flipping, and it's just one of those photos that runs back-to-back. So, yeah, we told James to quit jumping.
Did that make you a little nervous when you said
that? Well, it's pretty much a rule of thumb in the game of football. If you value your life, you won't jump. So you try to keep both feet on the ground as much as possible.
But, again, the running game getting some scores for you, that's an important thing.
It did. We were in our big package, our big people, what we call Hoss package with 3 tight ends, and we hadn't done that the last couple of weeks, so the fact that we were able to get that out on the field and actually do some things with it, I thought were key.
Now, we talked about it being a physical game, and it seemed like it was one of those games where you could lose your composure a little bit if you don't watch it, and it seemed like your team was able to maybe not take the bait, maybe throwing your way on a few occasions, and kept your composure for the most part.
Yeah, we had I think one of them in the first half, and I talked to the guys about it right before we went in at halftime, and you know, it's a physical game, and anytime you're in a game like that, you know, that stuff can happen a little bit. And you know, the thing I told them is you can't control officiating, can't control what the other team's doing. You know, worry about what we can do and control our attitude and effort. And so I thought they did a really good job the second half of keeping their composure.
You come up with a victory, and you look ahead toward this week. Before we talk more about Washburn, one of the big things that came out early this week, the regional rankings. You come in the 5 spot in the Super Region 3, and the rankings a little bit different this year with moving to a different region.
Yeah, it's you know, I've said this all year. I know you and I have talked about it, talked a lot with a lot of other coaches in our league. It's just, you know, you've taken us and what are we, 14 teams now, and you've added us with the Northern Sun, who's a big conference, and then we've thrown the Arkansas schools in there, and it's just a big conference, and it's just going to be tough. It's going to be tough to get 6 teams out of there, and you know, somebody's going to get left out, and it is what it is. It's, you know, it's just like anything else. I think as soon as maybe there's a people can foresee a problem, and maybe we can fix it down the road, and maybe do some things to make the MIAA strength of schedule better. And certainly, you know, I've talked with our athletic director about that, and you know, things we're looking at. You know, we're playing Saginaw Valley next year in the opening game of the season. Saginaw Valley is a very good football program, and you know, we already know our schedule is going to be tough enough, but that strength of schedule is what's really going to help you down the stretch, I think. So we're trying to maybe control as much of that as we can.
And one of the things, when you look at the way things are shaping up right now, there's not a lot of room for loss the rest of the way it looks right now.
Yeah, and it is. And you know, I don't talk to our kids about that, John. And I've certainly been a hot topic and a big question. I've been asked multiple times this week by news or media outlets, and you know, the thing I learned long ago from Mel is, I mean, you better worry about what you can control, and that's each Saturday. And if you start getting too far ahead, I think that's when you get beat and get upset. And you know, we always talk about controlling your own destiny, and if you want to control your own destiny, you need to win a Saturday in Topeka, and then we'll regroup and hopefully come back and try to find a way to win a homecoming, and then just keep moving down the road.
Yeah, I think a lot of big matchups for a lot of teams in that top 6 that are coming up in the next few weeks.
Sure, absolutely is. And, you know, everybody's strength of schedule, it's going to go up or go down. It just depends on who you're playing that week.
Now, you've got Washburn coming up. They are coming in with only one loss on the season at 7-1. That one loss to Central Oklahoma. You have them in Topeka again this year. But talk a little bit about Washburn's season up to this point and what you see out of Washburn.
Well, Craig, their head football coach. He's a friend of mine. I think he does a phenomenal job. I don't think he gets enough credit for turning that program around. And the thing you're always going to get with his football team is they're always going to be physical. They run a pro-style offense and a pro-style of defense where they don't blitz a lot. They play big people. They just try to be physical, play smash-mouth football. They're going to be disciplined and fundamentally sound. And so you know what you're going to get from them each and every year, and it's going to be very challenging for us. The things that I'm seeing right now that, they're a little bit different on offense without having Seminole back. You know, he was the conference player of the year on the offense at quarterback. And so they're still doing the same things. But, you know, obviously when you lose a kid of that magnitude, obviously it's going to be a challenge. So the same stuff on defense. They got a new defensive coordinator. They're playing a little bit more two safety look and what we call cover two. But other than that, it's the same Washburn team. And it's homecoming there, so we got to be ready to go.
Yeah, see, we've been at homecoming there. I think it was a couple years ago, wasn't it, when we went down for homecoming there?
Yeah, I think.
Or was that last year?
No, one of those years. This is what the second homecoming we played this year, so played out at Kearney's homecoming. So our kids get excited about that. It's you're going to have a bigger crowd and usually a little bit more. A vocal crowd.
Washburn coming off a tough win last week against a very good team out of Lindenwood. Lower scoring game, a 19-16 contest there. And what do you get from watching tape on that matchup?
Well, again, I think the big thing that stood out to me first talking about their defense is just they kept everything in front of them. They didn't give up a big play all day. Other than one, they gave up one big run play where they had the guy hemmed in and he bounced it outside on the inside zone play and took it to the house, I think, about 75 yards. Other than that, they're not giving up a lot of big plays and then flipping around on offense. I think Washburn probably feels like they left some points out on the field. They missed a few opportunities on play-action passes and had a few guys running open and just didn't convert.
What are some of the keys to the matchup on Saturday?
Well, I think the big thing for us is just going down there and playing with a lot of energy and a lot of intensity and getting out and getting going early. I really think that could be a big key for us. I look at our kids and what we're doing right now, and we seem to play pretty good when our kids show up and get going early, and we're certainly going to try to do that again Saturday. I think if we can get some three and outs on defense and really try to hammer the field position battle, I think that's something that could benefit us. Obviously, with our kickers and our punters, I think that could help us greatly. And then being patient on offense. We're going to have to be patient and take what they're giving us and, know that they don't want you getting those vertical balls down the field. And we just have to live with that and go down there and go. And I think the last thing, if you look at the turnovers right now, they're doing really good with the turnovers, and so are we. So, something's got to give there.
Now, no, talking with you here in the last week or two, one of the goals you had for the month of October, where you're on the road the entire month, was to go through October undefeated. So you've taken care of business up to this particular point. You've got one more game to accomplish that goal.
Yeah, we do, John. And that's something, when the schedule came out, I've said it all week. And I said it all week because I'm proud of our kids. They've embraced it. And, when you go on the road for four straight weeks in college football, that's not easy. It's matter of fact, it's very difficult. And just the way our seniors have handled it, our entire football team, they've embraced it. Our coaching staff has embraced it. And, we take on that motto, Road Dogs. And we've got one more week, and it's a huge week for us. So, if we can go down there and get a win, we're going to be really, really excited on the way home from Topeka.
Now, before we let you go, we have some questions that are coming in from those here in attendance at Carson Sports Grill. And one of those, with three games left, Washburn, Emporia, and Missouri Western, which do you feel possesses the greatest challenge for Northwest?
Read that one more time, please.
With three games left, which of Washburn, Emporia, and Missouri Western, which presents the biggest challenge for you?
Washburn, because that's who we play next. And, I know it's coach talk, but that's who my focus is on right now.
And another question comes in with the new regionals. And we talked a little bit about the regionals here and the expanded conference. Every remaining game is a postseason elimination game. And how do you approach that?
Well, I try not to get too caught up in that right now because I don't think you know that for sure. I don't know that for sure. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know who's going to win or who's going to lose. And really just try to focus on Northwest right now and going week by week, because I think if you start looking at stuff like that, I think you're putting a lot of undue pressure on your kids and potentially coaches and You know, it's just, that's not how we do it.
All right, and the final question here, you might want to tread a little lightly on this one. Let me guess. Do you know ahead of time who will be officiating your games?
Yes, yeah, you do. And we've got, you know, Dr. Bo Richter and then our head of officials, Phil Lowry. You know, Phil was an NFL official for a long time, a Division I official. I will tell you, in the years that I've been involved with the MIAA, our officials are the best they've been. They do a lot of stuff to study. They're always trying to improve on what they're doing. So, yeah, you know going into the game who you're going to have. And, you know, I guess I don't even think about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess maybe some guys want to know, and it's something that I don't particularly care about because, again, it's not something I can control.
Now, one of the things from Saturday's game that, at least from our standpoint, trying to get in the flow of a ball game, and I think it's good that when the officials, they throw a flag together and discuss things and make sure they get the call right, and that's what you want in the long run. But it seems like some officiating staffs maybe take a little longer and might affect the flow of a game a little bit.
Yeah, they do, and I sometimes, again, when you're talking about college football and all the rules that are involved, I mean, there's a lot of them. If there's offsetting penalties, you know, I think on two or three of the penalties there was multiple fouls, and those are the tough ones because what they're going to do is they're going to get together and make sure they get it right. This time of year, I do know this, that a lot of times they're mixing and matching. So the head official, it may be his first or second time working with the back judge, and so certainly, there's always going to be communication there on their part, and the reason the MIAA does that is they're trying to get the best crews together. And again, it's one of those things, they're trying to do what's best for the MIAA, and I think it's awesome. And you know, I really think they do a good job of trying to improve themselves and make us the best football league in the country, because that's their goal, just like it is ours.
Now, I know a lot of important games ahead for Northwest, but I imagine everybody's kind of watching a game tonight a little bit with Emporia and Missouri Western scoring off. A lot of people are kind of interested in how that outcome.
Yeah, I keep peeking over your shoulder. Western just got a field goal. Absolutely. I'm glad they're having a Thursday night game. Gives people an opportunity to watch some football tonight.
And, again, with the last few weeks of the season coming up, what's fun about this is the fact you're in a situation where you're playing some meaningful games here in the last month of the season.
It is, Sean. It's you know, we've been fortunate in Northwest being a lot of big football games, and the fact that we're going into the end of the season that we have a huge opportunity in front of us Saturday to play at somebody else's homecoming on the road, and then get a chance to come back here and play our homecoming, and then finish with Missouri Western, our rival. We can't ask for anything more than that. So we need to go down to Topeka on Saturday and take care of business. And you know how homecoming is around here. I get giddy thinking about it. I've loved homecoming in this town since I was a child. So it's something that'll be a lot of fun. And I think our kids embrace it, and they understand the importance of it, too.
All right, AD, we'll let you go. But, again, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Adam Dorland. And a big hand for Adam tonight. As he gets ready to do a little scouting tonight and then get ready to make that trip to Topeka this weekend for Washburn on a Saturday and a 1 o'clock kickoff. We'll be back and have more for you from the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout, as we're broadcasting live from downtown at Carson Sports Grill. Back with more after this on KXCV KRNW.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Today's broadcast is underwritten by Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Services include open bowling daily, lanes and cosmic bowling for all ages, as well as lane rental for special occasions. Bearcat Lanes and Lounge, located at 1803 South Main, 562-2571.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bearcat Coaches Show, live from Carson Sports Grill in Maryville. And it's time for Meet Our Student-Athlete segment. And our first student-athlete tonight, we want to make welcome all the way from the Bearcat women's soccer team from Lenexa, Kansas. Please welcome senior midfielder Amanda Bundrant. Amanda, thanks for being here and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about soccer. How about that? Soccer did really, really well so far this year. Your team ranks in the upper tier of the MIAA. You've secured a postseason spot in this year's tournament, but you've got your season finale, regular season finale coming up. Give us a little bit about your impressions of the season so far.
I think we've done really well. We've played together as a team. At the beginning of the season, we started off really well, and I think it's been a really good season.
Talk a little bit about some of your teammates and some of the folks that make it go besides yourself.
Well, we have a lot of freshmen, and they've really stepped up. And we have a lot of underclassmen, and everyone's really stepped up and played a big part in this year.
Talk a little bit about this Sunday. You play, as we mentioned, in the season finale against Missouri Southern. What are some of the keys to coming out with the win and securing a home playoff, home first round playoff game?
We just need to come out hard. We need to play our game. We need to play defeat. They're a good team, and they're going to come out ready to play because they have a chance to have home game also. So we just need to come out and play our game from start to finish.
Now, this is your last regular season game as a Bearcat, right?
Yep.
Any emotion there with that?
Yeah, it's depressing. I don't think it's really hit me yet.
Things are still up in the air as far as who your opponent will be for postseason, that kind of thing, and that really won't be decided until all the teams play this weekend. And what's the mindset of the team going into postseason play?
Have you thought
that far?
Not really, but I think we're excited. I think everyone's ready to really step up and just excited to play in postseason.
Okay. We're going to switch gears a little bit. You're a pre-nursing major, correct?
Yes.
Talk a little bit about your plans for the future.
Well, right now I'm applying to go to nursing school, which is pretty stressful. So next year I'll be hopefully getting starting my BSN in nursing.
Okay. How about we'll get into the hard questions now. Your favorite type of music?
Country.
Country?
Yes.
Okay. What's your favorite meal?
Spaghetti.
Is that right? Is that because mom fixes a mean dish of spaghetti?
No.
Or no?
My mom's not a very good cook.
Oh, is that right? Hope she's not listening. Does she know that you say that all the time?
Yeah,
in
she does.
Public circles? Okay. How about, what would be your most treasured possession?
My dog, probably.
Okay. What kind of dog you got?
A little Yorkie.
Yeah? You got him up here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about, do you have any nicknames?
Buns.
Okay. How about teammates? Any nicknames with teammates or anything?
No.
No?
Buns.
Okay. What about I ask this of everybody. What's one thing about you that would surprise us to know about Amanda?
Oh, wow.
Caught you off guard, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you did. I'm allergic to everything.
You're allergic to everything.
Yeah.
Okay, wrong answer. Wrong answer. Now, I've heard one thing about Amanda over the last week that you didn't mention that I think might surprise people. Now, I don't know if this is rumor or fact, but I understand that you wrestled on your high school wrestling team. Is that correct?
Not my high school wrestling
team.
Oh,
it wasn't high school.
I did wrestle when I was little.
Okay. How'd that go? Did you like it?
I liked it. I was good at it, but my dad wasn't a fan of it.
Oh, is that right? So dad kind of steered you to soccer, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Amanda, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it a lot.
Thanks for having me.
How about it, everybody? Amanda Bundrant of the Bearcat soccer team. And when we come back, we're going to be joined, I think, by Coach Hoza when we come back right after this one-minute timeout. You're in tune to the Bearcat Coaches Show right here from Carson Sports Grill in Maryville.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by national investors and Northwest alumni, R.G.O. Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
And welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show as we continue on. And time now to talk more soccer with Tracy Hoza, the head coach of the soccer team. And Tracy, a big weekend coming up. Your team comes in 8-5-3 overall, 6-3-2. And MIAA plays, you've got your final regular season game of the year at home Sunday afternoon. Missouri Southern comes to town, and a lot riding on this game coming up on Saturday, on Sunday.
Yes, there is. Particularly the opportunity to host a postseason game. So it's a big game for us. It's also senior day. So it's two big things riding this weekend.
And with let's just talk a little bit about securing a home spot for the MIAA tournament. It looks like right now anywhere from a 3 to a 6 seed is up for grabs on what takes place this weekend for everyone involved.
Absolutely. We can definitely secure the spot if we win. Then if we don't win or we tie, we just wait and see what other teams do. But if we win, we'll host. So that's our goal, and that's what we want to try and do on Sunday.
And one of the nice things, though, is you're in the tournament one way or another. You're going to be playing more after this weekend, though.
Yeah, that's always sweet. And I think, I really believe in conference tournaments, and I think it has done wonders for women's soccer. It has pumped the league up. It has pumped the excitement up, and it has just made a difference. And give big kudos to Dr. Bob and the MIAA office, and continue to keep that up. And it really has done great stuff for soccer.
Before we talk more about the Missouri Southern game on Sunday, let's talk a little bit about the season up to this point. As I mentioned, 8-5-3 overall. You're 6-3-2 in the conference. And what's been some of the main things that have come out of this season with your squad?
You know what, we've noticed that on any given day, we have different players that step up and do big things. That's one of the things, especially with scoring. Amanda stepped up big this year for us, especially after losing a lead goal scorer last year. Beth Waldy has also stepped up big in the goals. And then you look at different sides of the game. Our defenders step up big in centre mid. Fiona Maloney can step up really big in games and just make a presence. And then you have in the back line, you have Kelsey Adams in fantastic saves, great goalkeeper, and Jordan Albright in the centre back. So on any given day, we have very good players that can do good things on the team. And they're also a lot of fun to be around. Challenging, but fun.
Hey, that's one of the things I know in talking with you this year, that you really enjoy this group that you've got.
They're very good. They always come with a great attitude to practice. They'll always leave on a high note. They carry on traditions, and they... they genuinely care for each other, and they love Northwest.
And let's talk about the seniors. It is senior day on Sunday as well, and what the seniors in your program mean to you?
Two seniors will graduate this Sunday, Amanda Bondrant and Shay Dorham. Shay has been a backup goalkeeper for us, actually came up very big this year for us. We were on the road in Emporia, and Kelsey couldn't play that game, and stepped up and got a win on the road. Got a shutout on the road in a very tough environment, and she stepped up big for us. And then this year, Amanda Bondrant is a leader on the field. She's probably one of the best soccer minds that we've had. A beautiful footballer, that's how I describe Bonds. And she's been nothing but a pleasure to have the last 4 years.
And now Missouri Southern's your opponent. A team that you've been pretty close with through the years, 9-9-2 overall. You can't get much closer.
Close.
And it seems like you've had some pretty close games with Missouri Southern. Now, just talk a little bit about what you're expecting out of the Lions this time around.
You know, they'll be somewhat similar to us, as you can tell, 9-2 in our last 20 appearances. They'll be very organized in the back. They will switch their goalkeepers up, so we'll try and make use of that. Sometimes I believe that disrupts the game a little bit. They have the leading goal scorer in conference right now, so we're going to have to make sure we deny her scoring and deny her getting the ball. So they'll pretty much try and run everything through her. And if we can do a good job in focusing the ball away from her and then letting the rest of our team play, you know, as they can. Hopefully we'll do a good job on Sunday.
And again, the goal is to come up with the win and be able to host in front of another home crowd at the Bearcat pitch. So if it all goes well, you've got another, as we mentioned, home game coming up.
Yeah, it's nice. It's always we've got a fantastic soccer field, and we have great supporters. Just last Sunday was an absolutely beautiful day, and we looked across the bleachers and they were full and people all over the place, and it was just great to see a lot of people at a soccer game. And then we hope to have that as well Sunday, and of course in a playoff to be home and have your home supporters, and just to have our own routine. It is nice to be able to work with that during a conference game.
How important has it been when you see the activity in the youth soccer programs in the area and the support that they're getting, and then you see down in Kansas City, Sporting Kansas City, having the type of season they are, where it just seems like it's building up interest in soccer too? Do you see that carry over in the interest in the Northwest soccer
team? Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, we keep a close contact with the Sporting Kansas City and with our youth. We do youth camps. We work close with our high school, with Stuart Collins and Bio, and we, you know, we keep them all involved. You know, we have to have our own little soccer or football group, and then with Sporting Kansas City, we actually, all the people that went to camp this year, we all went down to Sporting Kansas City together, and it's just, you know, you gotta, all these people love soccer and they love being around it, and we can tell that. We always have the high school players coming to our games. We have the youth kids coming to our games. We have the Maryville Twisters coming to our games. And, you know, we have all those professors out there. I suppose I'd have to mention Jody Strauss in here. You know, you couldn't go away without mentioning good old Jody. And just loving all things soccer. Why not? It's the best sport in the world.
That's what we understood from last week's show. I had a question come up. I'm not sure where that came from or the other.
Don't know. Clueless. And who did it? Some smart person.
Yeah, I think so. No doubt about that. As you look at the conference season come to a close, and again, you're in the postseason tournament, regardless whether you're home or on the road, depending on Sunday. But when you look at the teams that will be into the conference tournament, who will be some of the teams that you're looking for that obviously it will be a strength of the to go up against, and who have been some of the surprises this year in the conference?
You know, you've had your typical teams. UCM have been pretty strong. Central Oklahoma are a strong contender in the MIAA and the NCAA in regions every year. Truman, I think he's done very well. Northeastern Oklahoma, so they will be one of the teams that will be fighting for a fourth spot. And they've actually done very well. Forte State have done very well for a second year program. You know, they, as of last week, they could have come in fourth as well. They just lost one game and that put them out of it, but they're still hopefully going to be in it. So, you know, Northeastern, Center, and Forte's have really stepped up big this year. Missouri Southern, they have always been a good contender in the MIAA, and traditionally they do well towards the end of the season. So, and they've done that right now.
All right, and again, as far as the matchup on Sunday, what are some of the big keys to a win for Northwest?
You know, as Amanda said, if we stick to what we're good at, playing the ball around, getting it out wide, playing to feet, you know, playing smarter possession. You know, the more we do that, the less we have to defend. And, you know, we do a great job defending as well. And one of the biggest things this group will have to do is if we play together and play with the right focus and the right mind, they're fun to watch.
All right, it's a 1 o'clock start on Sunday, and hopefully get a good crowd out there to cheer you on to win in the MIAA postseason tournament.
Thank you.
All right, that's Tracy Hosa, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State soccer team. And again, her team will face Missouri Southern Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock over the Bearcat pitch. Win means a home berth in the postseason tournament, as they've already clinched a spot in the tournament, but playing for a home spot with the win on Sunday with Missouri Southern. Stay tuned. We've got much more coming up for you on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show as we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Back with more after this on KXCV KRNW.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com. Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
And welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And back with us now, and we've got a couple people from the Northwest Athletic Department with us that are involved with making sure that everything from on game day and everything involved with that goes off very well. And Nate Davis is with us along with Scott Nielsen. And guys, a couple of pretty good big home games coming up after this week, after Northwest goes on the road for football this weekend. But you've got homecoming coming up, and that is always a big deal at Northwest Missouri State.
We're excited about coming back and been on the road for a long time, about a month. Our team's been gone. Like Coach Doral was talking about earlier, they've been road dogs, they like to call themselves. So we're excited to have them coming back home. And homecoming's always a big deal at Northwest. Like you said, we've got a lot of good activities planned, and it's a lot going on. And we're just looking forward to having a home game again and having the crowd back out there, getting our students involved in that, and just having a good time and watching the Bearcats win another football game at home.
Nate Davis has just talked a little bit about some of the things that you have to go do on game day to make sure that everyone has a pleasant experience at the Bearcat Stadium.
Well, the big thing is if Coach Doral gets his game plan together, then everybody has a good time. I don't have much to do with it. But, you know, we do a lot of pre-planning and making sure that the pre-game festivities go well, the Bearcat Zone, the tailgating area. We spend a lot of time planning those activities and scheduling those things. And then we get into the stadium and making sure that all the pre-game on-field activities, working with the Bearcat marching band and the cheerleaders and the Bearcat steppers, and just coordinating all those activities and timing and all that, and into halftime as well. And as you know, homecoming halftime always has plenty going on with the band performance and the homecoming royalty, and then our M Club Hall of Fame inductees as well. So there's a lot that goes into it, but it's a lot of fun, and when the crowd's there and getting into it, it makes everything really go well.
Nate, I know you've been at some other institutions. What really makes Northwest stand out for homecoming from your vantage point coming into Northwest?
Yeah, you know, being at Northwest is unlike any place I've ever been. I've been another conference institution, and then one down in Texas at Abilene Christian. And the fan support and the passion for the Bearcats is just, you don't see that a lot of other places. And, you know, everyone here is just, they love the Bearcats. We talk about it all the time about you can't go out in Maryville, or even any, you know, all of Northwest Missouri, and if you have a Bearcat paw, and they're gonna recognize you, and they're going to be fired up. And I think especially this game, like we talked about, being on the road for so long, fans are excited to get back out and come watch the Bearcats play at home. And with the homecoming, that's just makes it a little bit more special. So,
and I know you go on the road as well from some of these games, and just to see the fans that even make the trip on the roads is amazing to me. I've never seen a fan base that follows the Bearcats as well as what they.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, our fans are tremendous. I mean, I was down in Joplin last week down there for the Southern game, and went out and got a chance to walk the tailgate a little bit prior to, and we absolutely had more fans out there tailgating, enjoying the pregame activities than what they did. And everywhere you go, you see that. And our fans take a lot of pride in that, and that's something that's really special. Like I said, you don't see that everywhere you go. And so, you know, that says a lot about our fans and the passion they have and the support they show for our coaches and the staff and the programs, especially student-athletes. And that's something we preach to our student-athletes and letting them know that the support they get is really special and they need to be appreciative of that. And that's why they work so hard to put on a good show on Saturdays or whatever the game day is.
And along with Nate Davis, Scott Nielsen is with us from Bearcat Athletic Department. And Scott, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that come to mind when you've come into Northwest now for a couple of years and some of the things that really stand out to you being a part of the Bearcat Athletic Program.
Yeah, it's obviously I'm from the area. I grew up in Barnard, so just a little southern suburb of Maryville, as we like to call it. But and went to school here, so kind of got to experience Northwest and particularly athletics in the late 90s, early 2000s, kind of making that first run to football national championships and really enjoyed that and had a great experience. Went away for a few years. I was down at the University of Missouri and then got a chance to come back last year. Yeah, got a chance to come back last year, and it really was. It was kind of like almost like I hadn't left. It was a very comfortable feeling back home. Just a chance to see the passion and the excitement that the fans have, the community. The way I remembered it when I was a student, the community embraced the university and particularly athletics. And if anything, since I've been gone, that's only strengthened, I think, as Nate was talking about the folks that travel on the road, the support, the every car in town has a Bearcat sticker on it. And that stuff was growing when I was a student here, but it's blown up over the last 10, 15 years, and it's really a special thing that makes Maryville, I think, unique in comparison to a lot of our peers, you know, in and around the Midwest.
I know you got a chance to work with a lot of alumni as well, and it just seems like the feeling alumni have toward this place is something real special, too.
It is, and it's always funny, the opportunities you get a chance to go out of Maryville, whether it's football tailgate or last night we had a group of alums in Kansas City that got together, did a little meet and greet with Coach McCollum and Coach Kellogg, just kind of previewing, talking up the basketball season. And the one thing you always get from alums that don't live in this area anymore is what's going on in Maryville, how great their experience was in Maryville, and how whether they make it back five times a year or they make it back once every 5 years, it's home to them. And that's, I think, really the kind of the special thing about it. Everybody kind of shares that bond, whether it's, you know, Kansas City, Omaha, Des Moines, whatever city you're in, everybody has that same common bond of their connection to Maryville.
Now, while we're talking, been talking football for a while with some big games coming up at home with homecoming and then senior day on November 10th. Again, they're on the road this weekend in Topeka with Washburn, but that's a pretty big weekend for a lot of the other fall sports on the Northwest campus. We've talked with Tracy about the soccer game and a chance to hopefully host a postseason tournament soccer game as well, but volleyball is fighting for a spot in the MIAA postseason tournament, and they're on the road, and someone doesn't like them on the schedule the way it looks to me. You go to St. Charles on a Friday night, and then you turn around and play Lindenwood Friday night, then over to Joplin on Saturday to Missouri Southern. So a lot of traveling involved in a short period of time for volleyball.
They're doing a little tour of the Show Me State, I think, this weekend.
Right.
So it's we couldn't get a game down in Cape Girardeau. Maybe that's the only thing we're missing. But yeah, I mean, obviously the schedule is what it is, and we don't have a lot of control over that. So, you know, I think a lot of times coaches will tell you those road trips are where the team kind of comes together. And, you know, volleyball got a big win earlier this week over Missouri Western and really helped them kind of right the ship. They've been fighting a little bit and not having the results that they wanted. So, you know, I think they feel good about that win the other night, and I think maybe getting a chance to go on the road as a team will help them, and hopefully they come back with a couple victories. And like you said, they've got some important matches coming up. I know we've still got a couple home ones before the regular season's done, and they're fighting for that MIAA tournament. We need them to get as good a seat as they can.
It's really been fun to see the excitement build for volleyball here the last few years. Seems like that's another area that people are really taking to here in the last couple, 3 years.
Yeah, they have. You know, Scott and I coming back here in the last year and a half or so, we didn't get to be a part of the team that went to the NCAA regional and made the postseason, but building off that success that they had there in 2010, I think they've really had a lot of success. You know, they had a young team last year, but they saw a lot of good results and saw a lot of good things, and that's come they've grown into this season as well. And you can see the potential's there, and they're really getting to the point where they're making plays and having fun, and they're really starting to kind of gel as a unit. And it's been fun to watch from the sidelines and with Coach Phelps, with her first year leading that program. It's been really fun and enjoyable for me to see that her lead those girls and then really develop into the team that they've become.
Cross country had a big weekend last weekend where they hosted the MIAA championships, and from everything that I've been able to hear, well, we were on the road unfortunately, but able to hear that it went off without a hitch, and a lot of the schools came and really appreciated the job Northwest and the city of Maryville did in presenting the MIAA cross country championships last week.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the university and the community kind of rolled out the red carpet for the cross country teams that were in town, and you're right. We heard a lot of positive things, and as Scott Lorick, our cross country coach, likes to say, usually don't hear good things from other coaches. Usually, just hear about the bad things. And he said they went out of their way to mention all the nice things that were occurring with the weekend, and it just so happened that we had a less than desirable day on Friday with the rain and the cold, and then Saturday was probably one of the better days we've had all year. So I guess the weather gods were on our side too, and it just really made for a neat event. A lot of people probably don't get a chance to get out and observe a lot of cross-country meets and things like that. But to see, 100-plus men and women both, starting in at the start line and taking on that course out there, it was really a fun morning. And I know a lot of us that were out there had a good experience. And I know our teams wish they would have done a little bit better, but we had a lot of individuals that performed really well, and it was just a neat event. A lot of hard work on all the athletes' part. It was an inspiring event.
And to be able to host an event like that means an awful lot to the Maryville community, too.
Sure. I think, from what we heard, there wasn't really a hotel room available in town, Friday night, and I'm sure they visit a lot of the great restaurants and other spots in town. So we love being a part of any of those events. If we can ever host postseason, anything like that, we want to be the place that they go to, and we want to make sure, whether it's the MIAA TV network coming here doing a football or a basketball game, or we're hosting championships, that we're representing the university and the community in the best possible way.
As far as the cross-country team goes, they've got another important meet coming up next weekend down Joplin as they're running in the regionals. So still something to run for the cross-country team.
Yeah, they've they've got the regional meet this weekend, like you said, and that's big for them. We were talking about it earlier in a meeting this week. I think, Scott, you can help me here. I think it's the top four men and top five women's teams go on, and then the top five individual finishers who aren't part of those teams get to advance to the national meet as well. And so, still a lot to compete for there for those kids, and I think they're going to come out. Scott mentioned they were a little bit disappointed in their performance at the conference championship meet, so I think they've got something to prove a little bit down in Joplin, and I think Coach Lorick will have them motivated and ready to go, and they'll put on a good show down there. So.
Hey, we still have basketball to talk about as that season gets underway next week, and we'll talk more about the basketball season coming up. That's coming up right after this timeout. Again, we are broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW. Back to wrap things up right after this timeout on KXCV KRNW.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Today's Bearcat Radio Network broadcast is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice at 119 East 4th in Maryville. More information available at 660-582-7196.
This broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you by the Northwest Medical Center of Albany, Missouri. The Northwest Medical Center offers ambulatory and general surgery, cardiac rehabilitation, dietary counseling, and occupational therapy at 705 North College in Albany, Missouri. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from A&G Restaurant in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering located at 208 North Main in Maryville. More information available at agrestaurant.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 811 South Walnut in Cameron.
And welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. As we wrap things up on the show for this week, we are talking with Nate Davis and Scott Nielsen from the Northwest Athletic Department. And, guys, a couple of basketball games coming up next week. It doesn't seem like it's ready for basketball season, but it is here. And, Scott, for the Northwest men, they head down to Euro Stomping Grounds in Columbia to face the Missouri Tigers on Monday night.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting night for our team to go down there and play in Mizzou Arena. And, you know, I know it probably won't be completely sold out, but it's going to be probably the largest crowd we'll get a chance to play in front of this year. And that'll be exciting for our guys to go down there. It's a good experience with having so many guys on our roster from the state of Missouri. You know, they're obviously Bearcats now, but most of them probably grew up either listening to the Tigers on the radio or watching them on TV, or at least knew of them. So I know it'll be neat for them to get down there and get on the floor and play, you know, really a game to get out there and just kind of see how you stack up against maybe some guys that they had a chance to participate against in high school or at least heard of, played in the same city. It'll be neat to get down there and really just a great way to start the season. It's kind of like NASCAR almost, starting with the Daytona 500. You're going to start with the big event to start your year, and really gives them something to kind of motivate them here during practice these last few weeks. They've, I'm sure, been getting a little tired of practicing each other, but they have that carrot hanging out there, and that's that trip down to Columbia to start it off.
Nate Davis, from a standpoint of being a former basketball player, what's it mean to go in and play a team like a Division I Missouri Tiger team to maybe get your season off to start?
Well, the first thing I'd say is that's probably the first time and last time you'll ever hear NASCAR and basketball referenced together. But
I can do that.
Scott Nielsen threw that one out there. But a chance to go down and play against the Division I team, I mean, that's going to be a great experience for our men and our women's programs. You know, the men going to Columbia and the women going up to Iowa State. I was talking with our women's staff today. They said the last year for both of Iowa State's exhibition games, they drew over 10,000 people. So that'll be a great experience for our young ladies to go up there and get a chance to compete and play in that environment in the Big 12 arena. And, you know, like I said, as a former basketball player, you always want to have a chance to go and compete in a big environment, in a big game, it'll be really fun for them to get up there and get a chance to see how they measure up, and it'll be a good kind of a good measuring stick to see where they're at for the year and what they need to come back and work on and prepare for their pre-conference games and then into the conference season, because as we all know, the MIAA is one of the best conferences in the country in Division II, and you know, there's probably not a ton of difference in some of the talent levels that you see in the MIAA and what you may see in some of these Division I schools. So it'll be a good opportunity for them, a lot of fun, and I think both programs are really excited about it.
One thing about it, the last few years, the conference season gets here before you know it. In the past, it would be after the first of the year when the MIAA would get rolling, but now you're looking at the 1st of December now, so you really have to get your teams ready to roll early now, as opposed to maybe trying to build for that conference season.
You're right about that. That's it's been a little bit of adjustment, I'm sure, for the programs and as well from an administrative side. You know, I remember that, you know, back 5 or 6 years ago, like you said, you didn't play till after the first of the year. And with the conference expansion the last few years, it's created a few more conference games, and those have been pushed up to before the Christmas break. And so those games that really matter and mean something in the conference race, they're here before you know it, and the guys got to be ready, the girls got to be ready to go. And you know, it changes the complexion of your season a little bit, but I think it's a good change, and it gives, I think, from a fan standpoint as well, it gives some games. You know, sometimes those pre-conference games, they aren't as fun to attend. They don't mean as much, and so it's, from our standpoint, sometimes it's a little bit harder to promote those and market those, because it's just a tougher sell sometimes. So I think it puts a little bit of pressure early in the season on, but it's also, I think, it makes it a little bit more fun, and then you come back after Christmas, and then you know every game from there is through the conference stretch, and it's a grind.
It's a fun time to be a Bearcat fan right now. And then with football going full force here toward the end of the season, and all the fall sports trying to gear up for a conference tournament, and then you've got basketball starting. So it doesn't get much better than this.
Yeah, it's a really fun time. A lot of stuff going on, but it keeps us very busy. So it's fun to be around. I think when you're at Northwest, like we talked about with the fan passion and people that are so excited about everything, it's the two other places I've worked, I can't remember ever being as busy as I am here, but we love it. We love every minute of it, and you know, it's like I said, it's a great time to be a Bearcat and good to be at Northwest.
All right, that'll do it for our KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show this evening from McCarson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Don't forget Bearcat football coming up on Saturday, Northwest and Washburn from Topeka. Phil Noon is airtime with Bearcat Game Day. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff again from Topeka. My thanks to everyone involved with our program tonight, along with we have Scott Nielsen and Nate Davis here. They're from the Bearcat Athletic Department. Also, Tracy Hosa was with us a little bit earlier, as well as Adam Dorrell, the head coach of the Northwest football team. And thanks to everyone for being part of our program tonight. I'm John Coffey, and we'll be back with you again next week.